We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jeanette from Medford.
Hello, Jeanette.
Hello, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, friend?
I'm doing really good. Good to hear your voice.
I'm a little bit nervous. Jeanette counts for a living, and she's probably going to call me out when I screw up the count at some point during this game, Kennedy.
Okay.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Jeanette?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. You tie, you lose. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Jurassic World Rebirth made $147 million over the five-day weekend. What was the original Jurassic Park movie based on?
They cloned the dinosaurs on an island.
I know, but where did the idea come from?
Oh, I'm going to say Land of the Lost, but I know I'm wrong.
Question number two. Drake released a song on Saturday called What Did I Miss, where he calls out former friends who turned on him during his war with Kendrick Lamar. What is Drake's real first name?
I'm going to say Bob.
Good old Bob.
I listened to the song a couple of times yesterday. It's pretty good, actually. No?
You don't like it? I haven't heard it.
Oh.
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah. Question number three. Zayn Malik raps about facing racism during his One Direction days in a new song teaser. Who has had the most successful solo career of all of the 1D members?
Oh my God. If my daughter was here, she would definitely know this. I'm going to be wrong. Harry Styles.
Question number four. Rachel Zegler seems to have a new man. She was seen kissing backup dancer Nathan Lewis Ferdinand during a Sabrina Carpenter concert in London. Can you name the big budget movie Zegler starred in earlier this year that was panned by critics and flopped at the box office?
I'm sorry, no.
Question number five. A trespasser was arrested inside the gated community where Angelina Jolie and Kristen Bell live. Angelina Jolie has actually won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress before. Which movie did she win for?
I meld today, guys. And it's funny because yesterday I got everyone right.
That just happens like that sometimes. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
So you're an accountant, correct?
That is correct.
What do you...
Great with numbers.
You're great with numbers. Okay.
What do you account for?
Yes.
Oh, a small family business. They're really great people to work with.
That's awesome. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Jeanette got one out of five.
Sooch. Well, that's easy to count, game. Too.
Yeah, yeah. Not a Mel or a Mac, just a Sooch. These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
Jurassic World Rebirth made $147 million over the five-day weekend. What was the original Jurassic Park movie based on?
A book by Michael Crichton.
Yes, it was a novel. 1-0. Question number two. Drake released a track on Saturday called What Did I Miss? where he calls out former friends who turned on him during his war with Kendrick Lamar.
Let it go.
What is Drake's real first name?
Aubrey.
That is correct. I also saw, I heard the song a couple times yesterday, and then I saw somebody did their own video where it's just clips of all the people that have been dissing on him in the studio with Drake where he's helping their career. It's kind of a nice play.
I can't listen to a song called What Did I Miss because all I can think of is Thomas Jefferson in the second act of Hamilton.
What did I miss? Sally, grab the bag.
2-0, question number 3. Zayn Malik raps about facing racism during his One Direction days in a new song teaser. Who has had the most success in their solo career from all the guys in One Direction?
Harry Styles.
3-1. Question number 4. Rachel Zegler seems to have a new man. She was seen kissing a backup dancer during a Sabrina Carpenter concert in London. Can you name the big budget movie she starred in earlier this year that was panned by critics and flopped at the box office?
Snow White.
Snow White is correct. 4-1. Question number 5. A trespasser was arrested inside the gated community where Angelina Jolie and Kristen Bell live. Angelina Jolie has actually won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress before. Which movie did she win?
Girl Interrupted.
Girl Interrupted is correct.
Kennedy, you don't have to do Jeanette like that. She's a nice lady.
Can't help it.
No. Kennedy can count to 5.
A lot of times.
Most times.
Usually 4 times a day.
Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Jeanette, you don't get the money, but you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets. You are going to see the Lumineers at Fenway Park, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, Perfecting the Art of Fresh, on July 17th, okay?
Oh, my God, that is so amazing.
You're going to have a great time. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Make this summer a Subaru summer. A brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jillian from Milton.
Good morning, Jillian.
Good morning.
Jillian is in the car with 5 12-year-old boys going to strength training.
Dear God, may the odds be ever in your favor.
Guys, say hello.
Hi.
What do you call a pack of 12-year-old boys together?
Pain
like a pride?
In your butt.
A flock.
Or like crows, a murder of 12-year-olds?
An expensive grocery bill.
Ah.
What are the names of all the boys, Jillians? Let's hear everybody's name. Run through it.
Okay, we've got Alton, Miles, Nate, Matthew, and Flynn.
All right, well, everybody kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
You guys ready? Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing.
I feel like they left you hanging there.
Yeah, a little bit. Not great. Not great. We'll work on that for the finish.
I know. We'll work on it.
What sports do the boys play that they're out there training over the summer?
Right now we're training for baseball.
Nice. Very cool. Are they all yours?
No, just one.
Oh, okay.
Is it quintuplets?
I don't know.
They're all the same
age. Just wanted to ask. Questions need to be answered.
Do you have a TLC show?
All right, here we go, Jillian. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win yourself. Yep, we're still here. Are you here?
Okay, yeah, we're here.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. After the billion-dollar success of the Super Mario Brothers movie, Nintendo is looking to turn more games into films. The sequel is coming in April with a Legend of Zelda film right after that. Who voices Mario in those new movies?
Brad Pitt.
Question number 2.
Brad Pitt.
Alex Cooper from the Caller Daddy podcast got booed for her rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a Cubs game. Finish the lyric to Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some blank.
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Question number 3. Louis Capaldi is venturing back into the spotlight. He's appeared on Good Morning America this week to perform his new song, Survive. He also said an EP is coming this year, maybe an album next. Which country is Louis Capaldi from?
England.
Question number 4. Jeffrey Tambor turns 81 today. He played the patriarch of the Bluth family, George Bluth, in the show Arrested Development. In Arrested Development, where did George always say there was money?
Anybody?
Well, that's probably before their time.
I don't know.
They're missing out.
Yeah,
they should go back and watch it, though. Very funny show. Question number five. Almost half of the U.S. presidents in the past 80 years have been left-handed. Harry Truman, Gerald Ford, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. What president number was Barack Obama?
Oh, anybody? Does anybody know what president
all right.
this is?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. I never knew that about the presidents. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Jillian with the five 12-year-old boys in her car got one out of five.
No!
Suge. Six humans, one answer.
That's not great odds. Not great odds. Hopefully their batting average is better than their...
I would hope.
Kennedy, these are tough, though. You ready?
Sure.
After the billion-dollar success of the Super Mario Brothers movie, Nintendo is looking to turn more games into films. A sequel is coming in April with a Legend of Zelda film right after that. Who voices Mario in the new movies?
What's his name? Chris, the guy from the...
Need an answer. Chris Pratt is the answer I was looking for, not Brad Pitt. Question number two, Alex Cooper from the Caller Daddy podcast got booed for her rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a Cubs game. Can you finish the lyric to Take Me Out to the Ball Game? Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some blank.
Peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
Tied at one. Question number three. Lewis Capaldi is venturing back into the spotlight. He appeared on Good Morning America this week to perform his new song, Survive. Which country is Lewis Capaldi from?
Scotland.
He is from Scotland. 2-1. Jeffrey Tambor, 81 today. He played the patriarch of the Bluth family, George Bluth. In the show Arrested Development, where did George always say there was money?
Banana stand.
There's always money in the banana stand.
3-1. Question number five. Almost half of the U.S. presidents in the past 80 years have, like me, been left-handed, Kennedy. Huh. Harry Truman, Gerald Ford, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. What number president was Barack Obama?
44.
That is correct. A little U.S. history.
I love it.
Might be in store for the boys this summer. They're like, yeah, no, we're not interested. We're going to shag balls.
Yeah, I mean, if they got a heater on the right arm, just screw school, go right to college. Go pro. Pitch at Fenway, pays more.
There you go.
Good life advice.
All right, so Kennedy gets the win, 4-1. I'm sorry, Jillian and boys, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and calling in this morning. And have a great day trading, okay, boys?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Jillian from Milton, and I can't be Kennedy.
I bet those 12-year-old boys have never been so quiet in their lives as they were about 3 seconds. Carson.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Leah from Needham.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, hello. I'm so excited about this.
We're excited you're here.
Leah,
let's do this.
Let's do it. Will you kick Kennedy out?
Oh, yeah. He is going down.
Get it.
She is going down. Bye,
Good
Kennedy.
Luck, friend.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Leah, you answer more correctly than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you, okay?
All right. Let's do this.
Question number one. Kennedy's going to that soundproof studio. Drummer Matt Cameron left Pearl Jam after 27 years. He thanked the band for giving him the opportunity of a lifetime, one filled with friendships, artistry, challenges, and laughter. Who is the lead singer of Pearl Jam?
Oh, no. I'm the only person on the planet who doesn't know this.
I didn't
grow up with Pearl Jam. Who is it?
No, he was just singing one of the songs.
I don't know. I'm going to get the other four.
Question number two. Cardi B and Stefon Diggs may be having a few issues. The rapper has wiped out all of her photos with Stefon on her Instagram. Which position does Stefon Diggs play with the New England Patriots?
Let's say tight end.
You're going to get the next three.
Question number three. 25 years ago today in 2000, J.K. Rowling released Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Who played the character Cedric Diggory in the movie version of Goblet of Fire?
This is getting embarrassing. Can we talk about the Spice Girls again?
Can we go maybe the last two, Dan?
Maybe. I mean, I'm starting to lose hope.
Florida just added a new super speeder law where driving over 100 miles an hour can land you in jail for 30 days. And how's this for bad timing? A guy got caught driving 104 miles an hour 2 minutes after it went into effect. What is the capital of Florida? Which city?
Tallahassee.
Hey, there we go. We're on the board.
Question number five.
I know every capital. Let's just do that.
Women who propose to their men include Pink, Kat Dennings, Britney Spears, and Judge Judy. Who is Pink married to?
I just want to take this opportunity to say hi to my best friend, Julia. This is embarrassing, and I have no idea.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. What's the capital of North Dakota?
I know this one. North Dakota.
You said you knew all of them.
I know most of them. Who even thinks about North Dakota?
All right, everyone, moving on. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Leah got one out of five.
But what a one it was, Kennedy.
Very entertaining. These are tough. You ready?
Yes, let's go.
Drummer Matt Cameron has left Pearl Jam after 27 years. He thanked the band for giving him the opportunity of a lifetime, one filled with friendships, artistry, challenges, and laughter. Who is the lead singer of Pearl Jam?
Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Vedder is correct. 1-0. Cardi B and Stefon Diggs may be having a few issues. She has wiped all of her photos with Stefon from her Instagram. Which position does Stefon Diggs play with the New England Patriots?
He's a wide receiver?
2-0. Question number three. 25 years ago today in 2000, J.K. Rowling released Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Who played the character Cedric Diggory in the movie version of Goblet of Fire?
Robert Pattinson.
The pride of Hufflepuff.
3-0.
R.I.P.
Florida just added a new super speeder law where driving over 100 miles an hour can land you in jail for 30 days. And how's this for bad timing? A guy got caught driving 104 2 minutes after the law went into effect.
Hate it for you.
What is the capital city of Florida?
Tallahassee.
4-1. Question number five. You know why Tallahassee's famous, Dan?
Why?
That is where Carson and Kennedy hosted their first ever morning radio show together.
Yeah, that's it.
I did know that, but I didn't connect it with the pride of Tallahassee.
Yes. So that's number one. T-Pain, I think, is number two.
Yeah, that's why they're famous. Tallahassee Pain.
And Bobby Bowden, FSU, is number three.
George Clinton.
P-Funk Arslan. Yeah, we used to see George Clinton at the gas station every once in a while.
Just hanging out at the Circle K, no lie.
And question number five. Women who propose to their men include Pink, Kat Dennings, Britney Spears, and Judge Judy. Who is Pink married to?
Carrie Hart.
That is correct. 5-1 is the final score.
Super.
She proposed to Carrie Hart in the middle of one of his motocross races with a big sign.
Oh, really?
And he had to pull over in the middle of the race to say, yes, I will marry you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the video that she did for Charlie's Angels, whatever that song was for Charlie's Angels, she did it in that, too. Mm. Very
That's
cute.
Hysterical. Didn't know that. All right, so Kennedy gets a win. Leah, we do appreciate you calling in to play, though. Anytime you want to play.
Oh, I had fun.
Give her the hotline number, Dad.
Yeah. Sorry we didn't ask as many Spice Girls questions as you would have wanted.
You know.
It's okay. I'll call you back tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
Is it true you followed the Spice Girls around Europe in 2019?
I did. I went to Wembley. My best friend, three of my best friends joined me. I went to Coventry. I went to Bristol. And then I went to Paris. It was incredible. And I'm confident they're going to get back together by 2026.
That is the coolest thing ever.
Now I got to
Thank
play.
You.
Now I got to
play. Dream come true.
I'm going to play Spice Girls after the commercial.
I feel like you have to.
Okay. Oh, that would make my day.
All right.
That would make up for everything.
All right. What do you want to say, Kennedy, before you go?
Kennedy, you crushed me this time. I'll take you down next time. I love you, Julia.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.